USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Two U.S. Army helicopters on a training flight collided in Alaska yesterday, leaving three soldiers dead and a fourth injured. A spokesman for the U.S. Army Alaska, John Pennell, is reporting each of the AH-64 Apache helicopters involved in the crash were carrying two people. The crash happened near Healy, Alaska, while returning to Fort Wainwright near Fairbanks. Healy, Alaska is roughly 250 miles north of Anchorage. Cleanup crews are responding after a tornado swept through Florida last night.
A tornado warning stretched across multiple counties and one touched down in Hosford. Dozens of buildings and homes were destroyed and every resident in Hosford lost power. A severe weather threat is still in effect across most of Florida and parts of southern Georgia. The National Weather Service predicts severe storms to continue to progress east-southeast across the Big Bend area today. I'm Skip Kelly.
Russia has launched a wave of airstrikes this morning against cities across Ukraine, including Kyiv, leaving at least 12 people dead. Ukrainian President Zelensky said the apartment block was among 10 residential buildings that were attacked and shows further international action is needed to be taken against invading Russia. Chinese authorities have done an about-face after launching an open-for-business message to global investors. In the past several weeks, reports from the area to the Wall Street Journal say Chinese authorities have questioned staff at consulting firm Bain & Company's Shanghai office in a surprise visit, launched a cybersecurity review of imports from chipmaker Micron Technologies, detained an employee of Japanese drug maker Astellas Pharma, and raided the Beijing office of U.S. due diligence company Minsk Group. Today is National Arbor Day. Broadleaf, evergreen, conifer. How well do you really know your trees? This is USA News.
It's your last chance to shop SpringFest savings at Lowe's. Need a new appliance? Get an additional $300 off select major kitchen appliances when you spend $1,996 or more. You can also save across the entire store, including our garden area, and get two Bonnie 9-pack vegetables for $10. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 5/3. Bonnie offer in-store only and excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
A pair of Russian comedians apparently pulled off a prank against the chairman of the U.S. Federal Reserve.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell reportedly gave an interview to a Russian comedy duo pretending to be Ukrainian President Zelensky in a fake Russian TV broadcast. The central bank confirmed that Powell fell for the pair in January. The BBC reports clips circulating the internet show Powell talking about an intense economic slowdown after the bank tried to calm price increases. A spokesperson for the Fed told The Hill that it was a friendly conversation and no sensitive or confidential matters were talked about. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Former Vice President Mike Pence testified yesterday before a grand jury investigating January 6. This is the first time in modern political era that a vice president has given testimony in an investigation on a president they served alongside. Smith was appointed by Attorney General Merrick Garland last year to investigate Trump in multiple cases. Trump is campaigning for president again in the key early voting state of New Hampshire.
During his rally speech in Manchester, Trump railed against President Biden.
Next year, we're going to make history together when we win New Hampshire primary for the third straight time.
He added, calling Biden grossly incompetent and a threat to democracy. He said the 2024 presidential election will be a choice between strength and weakness. I'm Dave Collins.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.